We are back on Regional Radio, and we're joined on the line by the St. Vincent Indians golf coach. They had a great week in the sectionals, taking first place in their sectional round this week. And Tom Pro, the head coach of the boys golf team at St. Vincent, is on the line to join us now. And, Coach, in the lead-up to this, you said a much better sectional round than districts. What, in your mind, made it stand out a little bit better?
Well, I mean, we went into districts, you know, probably a little scared, to be honest with you, knowing that we've been playing good all year long. We had a great finish to our year with our conference tournament. We won the conference tournament shooting our best 18 holes of the year. And I don't know, everything just kind of was a little bit scary at districts. We were worried about getting 18 holes in, which we didn't. And then when we got to sectionals in, all of a sudden the sky turned blue and we knew we were going to play. And it was just everybody's confidence was just all there. So it made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and with the run of bad weather that we've had in the area, I don't know how much it's fallen in Perryville, but has it kind of affected practice time a little bit?
Yeah, most of our practice is just on the driving range, just hitting some shag balls. We don't have a lot of time to get out to the golf course. It's usually just too muddy and too wet to play, or too rainy. So it has cut down a lot of practice times, and but fortunately we have a driving range, and that keeps you swinging every day.
Team 355 was the score this week in the sectionals, a 19-stroke cushion against the second-place team in Bloomfield. So a pretty good margin that you won first place in the sectionals by. What do you think that was mainly due to? What did they show any kind of difference in their skills in the sectional round, or just a better comfort level?
I think it was more the comfort level, because Bloomfield beat us in the district, and of course it was a shortened district. It was only a 9-hole thing, and they felt a little bit like they weren't playing their best at district, and I could see that with the scores, but it was good enough to move us on. Since we came in second district, those two teams get to go, and so when we met Bloomfield again, I just think they were comfortable with the players, knowing them already. And being able to just know that they can play better than what they played before. And I don't know, maybe you just feel that idea that I can do better than this, and the course let them do it. So they had a great day.
Yeah, and let's mention those team members now that will be moving on to state. That's Blake Bonert, Luke Brickhouse, Alex Brickhouse, Noah Anderson, and also Ryan Mingione. Tell me a bit about this group. Is it an experienced group, or is it young guys? What's the makeup of this team?
Well, I have three juniors, Blake Bonert and Alex Brickhouse, who are kind of the two juniors that are kind of leading the team right now. And my sophomore, Luke Brickhouse, he got to go last year to sectionals and everything, so this is not new to him. But Noah's a freshman, and Ryan Mingione is a junior, but only playing for 2 years now. So this is pretty new for him. This is the first time he's been playing varsity golf. So that was a new experience at district for them, not to feel feeling the pressure, I guess I should say, in district or something. But this is all brand new for them.
And now, as they prepare for the state tournament, does anything change as far as preparation? Do you try and just get a little bit of a lighter load on them before they prepare? Because in the state tournament, instead of just one round, it'll be two this time around, right?
Yeah, and that's a different feeling, that you don't win this thing in one day or lose this thing in one day. So it's a different feeling. You go out there and every match feels the same to me. It's like, you know, you play for basically a certain score, and you know what that is. And every time you get good shots or good scores on a hole, it's like, okay, that's a plus. And every time you have a bad hole, that's a minus. But if they average out the pluses and the minuses, and you shoot the score you wanted, and basically that's your goal. And hopefully the first day will keep us in the runnings, and the second day, you know what you got to do to actually win this thing.
As you get closer to that date, as far as expectations for the group as they take on that state tournament, of course the goal is to win it. But with the makeup of your team and how they're going to be traveling to Sedalia for this, what will be your expectation for them, or what would you like to see them try and accomplish in this tournament?
Well, it's kind of funny because when we were coming home from the sectionals, being brand new to these kids, having to take a whole team because we haven't done that in 7 years. And so they're asking me, well, how does this work? And I said, well, you know, who gets a plaque? And I go, well, four teams do. First four, and I said, there's basically only eight teams, so your odds are 50-50. You get to come home with a plaque of something. So they were asking me about that, and I guess their expectations were, can we just win a plaque? You know, whether it's third place or second or fourth or fifth or, fourth or first or whatever, can we win a plaque? And it's like, I'm kind of there with them. It's like, this is all brand new to them, and I know they would love to win this whole thing, but they would also love to come home with a plaque.
Yeah, very cool. Congratulations to the team for a great sectional, and good luck next week in the state tournament.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's Tom Pro, the head coach of the boys golf team at St. Vincent High School, winning their sectional this week. And next week they will be in Sedalia for a two-day state tournament, which will come up on Monday and Tuesday, the 13th and 14th. Tom Pro joining us today on Regional Radio.